Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Somany Ceramics Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Actual results may differ from such expectations, projections, etc., whether expressed or implied. Participants are requested to exercise caution while referring to such statements and remarks. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Bhatelia from Asian Markets Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Karan.
Thank you, Manuja. A very warm evening, everyone. On behalf of Asian Markets Securities, I welcome you all to Somany Ceramics' fourth quarter FY24 results conference call. We have the senior management team with us to take us through the results and then Q&A. With that, I hand over the call to Abhishek Ji for his opening remarks. Over to you. Thank you.
Should I begin?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For the earnings call for FY23-24 and also for Q4, first of all, let me apologize for the delay. Our board meeting ran a little longer than expected, and therefore the delay on uploading the results, and we got delayed by half an hour. So apologies for that. I would go through the market dynamics and also the way forward and the year gone by, and then leave the financial discussions for Q&A. As we all know, that this year has been a very, very tough year, and it's been probably one of the toughest years for the building material industry. The demand has been sluggish, both in the domestic and in the export front. Export because of the various issues around freight and the war, and domestic because all the buildings, the construction which was ready has been delivered, and all the new construction tiles comes at the last leg. So therefore, we expect that H2 and even beyond is where the tile demand would start picking up. So it's been a very, very tough year where there was an additional pressure on the domestic market because of the lesser-than-expected export sales, so more geopolitical. The positives have been that the pressure on our raw materials, specifically gas, has been not there. We've seen gas prices going down. Just to point out, in FY23, the average gas price across the year was 59 rupees a standard cubic meter, and in FY24, it came down to 45 rupees a standard cubic meter. So there's been a reduction in that respect. Other than that, we've also done a lot of work on efficiencies, on production efficiencies, and various other cost measures, which has led to a better EBITDA. However, if I take you to the numbers of FY24 and also Q4-24, we've done a sale of 732 on a consolidated level and 2,575 on a FY24 level. EBITDA on a consolidated level is up from 9% to 10.9%, and on the entire year from 7.7% to 9.8%. Similarly, the PAT and the PBT has also gone up subsequently. The capacity utilization has been approximately 86% for the FY24, down by 1.5% from FY23. Q4, we were up a little bit Q-on-Q and also YOY by approximately 1% on the YOY The capacity utilization comes at 89% for the quarter and 86% as far as FY24 is concerned. The segregation between ceramic, PVT, GVT, as mentioned earlier, our focus is on GVT, and we've been able to increase the GVT share by 2% overall on FY23 to FY24. So from 32%, now GVT's share in our portfolio is 34%. And if I talk of quarter four only, it is up from 32% last year quarter four up to 36%. So 4% increase on GVT in quarter four FY24. Gas, I have already spoken about. As far as the brand spend is concerned, we have spent approximately 2.5% of revenue on the brand. Most of that has happened in quarter two and quarter three. Capacity utilization in the sanitary ware segment is at about 70%, and the faucet segment is run at 100% capacity utilization. The other highlight is not a positive side is the ASP. Our ASP has gone down a little bit due to the added pressure and the sales incentive schemes which we've given to promote sales. The guidance for next year is that we are looking at a low double-digit growth, largely fueled by volume on the back of the new Max plant which has started and all the other plants also which are running at capacity. We have a total capacity of approximately 78 to 79 million square meters of installed capacity. This year we sold approximately 68 million square meters. So therefore we have enough capacity in hand to get our growth for next year. The EBITDA target for next year, for the forward statement for EBITDA, is an improvement of another 1 to 1.5% on EBITDA, subject to a stable input, specifically gas pricing, which is extremely volatile due to the various wars which are continuing in the world. The other third point I would like to specifically mention here, the brand spend also this year we expect to increase to closer to 3% of revenue. I would now let open the floor to Q&A and welcome any questions on the FY24 or the quarter four numbers. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Security. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So congrats on a strong set of numbers. So want to get a more sense on the bathware business. So if you look at this, bathware business has just grown 9% year on year in FY24, just a single digit growth on such a low base. So how you see this business growing in FY25 and in upcoming years?
We are again looking at a double-digit growth over here. I think sanitary ware is one place where we have struggled in the last year. Bath fittings has done very well. I can give it to you separately for bath fitting and sanitary ware offline. But again, the same reasons. I think the whole building material industry, which is the front of the wall, has suffered entire last year in the sanitary ware industry and also the tile industry. So I do understand it's a low base, but again, we are not the strongest of players in the bathware like we are in tile. So there is a lot of other multinationals and also big players like Parry, Hindware, Fera in the domestic market who also have kind of struggled across the year for a double-digit growth.
Understood. Got it. So what would be your sense on, you know, what sort of, you know, Morbi thing in the domestic market? Are they dumping? What is happening? Because export has, you know, sort of weakened. So how you see the scenario?
Yes, a little bit of dumping has happened in the GVT because lot of the plants which came up in Morbi were primarily for export market, and export kind of crumbled in quarter three. From an average of about 1800 crore rupees to 1900 crore rupees a month, it crumbled to about 1300 crore rupees. Even in 1 month, it was 1200 crore. So that extra, not everything came into the domestic market, but it did put pressure in the domestic market.
Got it. What is the plan on the capex side? What sort of capex should we model for this and next year?
I'd let my finance team answer that.
We are not planning much, any major capex in the next financial year. It will all be routine capex, routine in nature. So maybe around 50 to 60 crore is what we are targeting in next year.
Yeah. Unless we undertake any modernization project, that's something which we will decide in due course.
Okay. And how is the progress happening on the Nepal project front?
Sorry?
On Nepal project you had in pipeline?
Nepal project is again due to issues over there of rain, this, that and the other, that is delayed a little bit. It will probably only be in place next year. And even from that point of view, Nepal market, which is estimated to be a 25 million square meter market, last year it slowed down to approximately 13 to 14 million. So currently we have enough material to sell in Nepal. So we are in no a major hurry to bring that plant up to stream. It's better that it comes in next year.
Okay, so next year, will it be in H1 or H2?
H2,
okay, got it. One last question from my side. So how many dealers you have added in this year and what are your future plans?
So we have added almost 110 net dealer addition this year. Gross number is much higher, but there are certain deletions as well on account of various regions.
On performance dealers.
Yeah. So net addition of 110 dealers during this fiscal year.
And I think we would add anywhere between 100 to 150 dealers next year. But also we are going to try and see as to how the net addition goes up a little more, where we have lesser number of non-performing dealers coming out.
Okay, understood. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Shah from Valorum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Hello. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hi, sir. First of all, thank you so much for taking my question. So my first question would be, what do you see the demand in the next 2-3 years, considering that real estate is booming and people are wanting to renovate their houses or buying new houses, and the tile demand not just on floors now but on walls as well as on dining tables. So do you think we should see a good growth after H2, as you said, for the next 2-3 years?
Yes, Rohan, absolutely. And I think you have touched upon two separate items. You've touched upon a segment which is very nascent in India, which is the furniture and the tabletop segment. That will grow in time. Obviously, the figure is very low, but that's a separate animal altogether. But obviously, it will aid a little bit of value and also a little bit of demand for the tile industry, for example, a lot of wooden strips have replaced the ceramic wooden strips have replaced the normal wooden strips in the industry. So the same way the tabletops, there will be a little bit of cannibalization where we will try and replace the agglomerate marble, the granite and that market. But it's not a very, very big thing in terms of today's market size. But yes, it's slated to grow in a very big way. But you're very right, the real estate market is booming. And a lot of new construction is going to be happening, both in terms of buildings, with the better builders building more and more, and also the IHBs, the individual home. So in both, that will come more in tier 2, tier 3 towns. So our concentration is in on both accounts, on the projects and the government projects in the big towns and the small IHBs in the tier 2, tier 3, tier 4 towns. So both places we are concentrating, retail on the smaller towns, project on the bigger towns. We do believe that probably Q3 and Q4 onwards, there should be a huge traction in this demand. As far as the total tile demand is concerned, I think the industry domestically is slated to grow at about 5%, 4 to 5%, maybe 6%. And to that extent, we would grow almost at double that rate. Having said that, we are thinking of a low single digit. The industry, as far as export is concerned, is volatile. It depends on many factors, but export also is slated to grow in a big way. So we expect an addition of approximately 2 to 3,000 crores, if not more, on the current base of approximately 19,000 crores or of export. So closer to the 23,000-24,000 crore rupee export. The total tile market we believe is about 56,000 to 58,000 crores, out of which about 19,000 crores is export and the balance is India. So that is the growth projected. And let's see how the building, how the real estate market chugs along in India. But we are very sure that next 2-3 years are good years for the total building material industry.
Okay, sir. That seems encouraging. And sir, you touched upon exports as well. So that was just a small question from mine. What is the current situation of exports? Because if that goes to a good amount, then we might have no dumping from Morbi because they all would be focused there. So currently, what is the scenario you're seeing in the export market?
Now, I don't have exact scenario, but what I have... what I do here is it is up from the 1300 crore rupees to approximately 1700 crore rupee track rate right now.
Oh, okay, sir. Yeah, that would be it from my end. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jyoti Gupta from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for letting me ask this question. Good set of numbers, sir. I would like to understand, could you realization in terms of GVT, PVT and ceramics? Is it possible to get those numbers?
Jyoti, we could not hear you. You got cut off. Could you please repeat?
I said, could I get the breakup of the realization GVT versus PVT and ceramics?
Jyoti, that's confidential data. I would not like to discuss it openly.
Okay. The other thing is, my next question is then on the GVT side. I mean, it's understood that possibly the realizations that are coming from GVT are higher compared to the other two segments. So where do we see GVT in the next 2 years from 34? Does it go to like 40% or 36%? What's the kind of, guidance would you like to give on that?
Jyoti, I have given a guidance last couple of quarters, considering that we put in three plants in GVT. Can you hear me?
No, actually, your voice is breaking in the entire conversation. So even in the midst, I have not been able to hear your talk, actually.
Okay, if somebody can just warn me if the voice is not clear, because here it's everything is completely clear.
Okay.
It's clear? Okay.
Yes.
Moderator, is it clear?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So Jyoti, I had guided even last couple of quarters. If you see our expansions which have happened, we put a GVT plant in our plant in West India, which started in 2023 Q4, and then we put an expanded capacity around the same time in our South plant for expanding our GVT capacity, and the last GVT capacity addition has been the Somani Max, which started in January this year in 2024. So all put together, the GVT capacity is now adequate for the next 18 months. From that point of view, currently we are at 34% marker share of GVT of our portfolio. We do believe that next year this will be notching up closer to 38% and going forward to 40%.
Okay, perfect.
If you see quarter four, we are already at 36% share.
Yes, Yeah, that's why, because obviously since you're increasing and the rest of the two are actually decreasing, so obviously this, which means that the realization from here is better, and which is also reflected in your numbers. So is there any component of premiumization as well which is factoring in your realization number as well?
Yes, in fact, it's because of the premiumization we've been able to not substantially go down on the average sales price, if you see. Considering that the market was far more under pressure than what our ASP has gone down. So going forward, GVT, of course, it gets us a bit better realization, and the Max plant will give us even better realization when it sells more of that product. But having said that, GVT is the segment which is also under the maximum pressure in terms of pricing, because everybody seems to be making only GVT. So it's not going to be easy route forward, but very clearly our ASP will only go up in the more and more the GVT goes up.
Okay. One last question I would like to understand. FY24, do we see such kind of pressure in terms of exports? And do you think, is that going to really spill over the market, domestic market, in any material way? I mean, negatively impact the market in any material way?
Due to exports?
Yeah. We had a decline in exports market, right? Do you see that?
We had a decline in the export market in the quarter three, but since February, March, it's again back up from 1,300, 1,200 crore rupees a month to about 1,700 crore rupees a month now.
Okay, so you think that from here the export market is only going to build, and the any negative impact of it will not be there in the domestic market for FY25?
You know what, the negative impact, export was not the only reason for the negative impact. The market also has been sluggish. Quarter three was extremely sluggish. So we cannot only point fingers at exports. That only added to the worries. But yes, export is at 1700 and growing. So from that perspective, hopefully more capacity would get consumed in the export market. But having said that, in the domestic market also, it was, I think, more than the price pressure, it was also our extra incentive and discounting which we gave, which brought down the ASP. So it was not, it was a host of everything put together.
Okay. That'll be all, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclic PMS. Please go ahead.
So firstly, I wanted to congratulate you for outperforming the industry in the fourth quarter of last financial year. And also, sir, the performance of the company is very commendable in terms of our working capital management, the debt reduction, and also the cash flow has very strong. So I hope that the company continues on this growth path. And sir, just wanted to understand that, sir, now if we see that since 2017, our EBITDA is more or less stagnant, even though last year the EBITDA has increased. So basically our operating margins have reduced from 14% to 9%. So what will it take for the margins to again go back to the earlier mid-teen levels?
Yeah, first of all, thank you, Keshav, for it here. So thank you for your compliments, I would say. And yes, the performance is increasing trend that you have already mentioned. But I would like to clarify that there is some pressure on our receivables, and that's predominantly because of the March phenomena. Because this year, March, we have reported a better growth as compared to the preceding year, March, and that's why balance sheet number, you could see there is 3-4 days of operation. And coming to your EBITDA, 17 versus now, if you see last 2-3 years EBITDA trend, that is something which is consistently on an upward trend, and we have been maintaining our guidance that our normalized EBITDA margin is something which should be around 11% or so, plus minus 1-2%. And we are reaching towards that normalized trajectory of EBITDA. So I would say going forward also, this year we closed around close to 10%, and we are expecting 1.5% improvement going forward. on EBITDA.
I would also like to highlight that other than us, I think pretty much everybody in the industry has had no serious EBITDA growth. I do understand that there is a difference between us and market leader in terms of EBITDA. We've been able to bridge it a little bit this quarter and this year, but otherwise there has not been any EBITDA increase across the board in any building material industry. What's happened is that, of course, the addition in capacity, addition in volume has come, but it's come at the cost of higher gas cost and also a larger pressure on pricing, specifically due to the overcapacity in Morbi, which currently I must state that the pricing in Morbi has more than bottomed out. Anything going forward now is getting compromised on the product, and the dealer and the consumer is clearly being able to visualize the compromised product which they're getting at a cheaper price.
Sure, sir. And sir, can we expect the fourth quarter profit to sustain on a quarterly basis going forward?
Not for quarter one and quarter two. Quarter one is extremely sluggish, specifically because of the election. You must appreciate that all the labor goes back for voting. Plus, our business has certain other elements which restricts the purchase, if you know what I'm saying. In these 2 months, the builders are extremely cautious. So from that point of view, the election months are weak months normally. Any which ways, it's been added this time because it's early. The elections normally are in May and June. So April and May are going to be sluggish months. So quarter one, please don't expect any huge growth from that point of view. But yes, from H2 onwards, this will start becoming extremely robust. The growth will start getting extremely robust, and I would be able to maintain these margins because the sales would start coming to the similar levels at quarter from Q3, Q4.
Just to add, Abhishek ji, please understand whatever guidance we give, be it on top line or margin front, we try to maintain our guidance for the annualized basis. So it should not be, you know, extrapolated on quarterly basis.
Sure, sir. And sir, also wanted to understand that we, sir, the difference in the margin between the industry leader and us, sir, is it only due to higher operating leverage that they enjoy, the industry leader enjoys, or is it that our average selling price and the product mix is also inferior to the market leader?
Yes, our product mix and the selling price is inferior to the market leader, number one. Number two, of course, operating leverages do come into play. Number three, a much larger part of his manufacturing is in the north, which is approximately 50%. And there is a favorable gas pricing in the north compared to Gujarat and also compared to south, mainly compared to the south. Closer to the market, proximity to the market also makes a little bit of difference for industry leader, for the southern market, which is a very strong market for both of us. So these three attributes put together are the reason for the difference in the margins.
Sir, and lastly, sir, since we don't have any large capex plan for this financial year, and sir, do you think that the company will become debt-free by the end of FY25? And sir, if so, are there any plans for a further share buyback?
So, if you see at the standalone level, we are anyways net debt plus for last 2 years. There are some debts on consolidated level, and I think we have explained multiple times in past, so no point repeating it again, that it's a SPV debt, which is, outstanding in various multiple small SPVs. SPV is for project financing. And we have been amortization schedule for almost 40 and odd crore rupee every year. And as of now, our long-term borrowing is around 180 crore rupee. It's around 185 crore long-term borrowing. So it would get amortized over the period of 3 to 4 years. So there is no point mixing the cash surplus, whether that holding company is standalone level, with the SPV debt. This is the fair policy which we have been maintaining.
And as far as capital allocation is concerned, we will see how and when the cash flows are, whether we need it for expansion. If not, then we will obviously have a more favorable dividend payout, or I'm not too sure about a share buyback, if that happens or not at that level, but definitely would be more favorable dividend payouts.
And that is something which is demonstrated in last 24 months also. We have done a capex of almost 400 crore rupees plus, and only a marginal rate of 25% were taken, and that too in SPVs. Otherwise, it's largely from internal sources.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up questions, we will request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Janish Karia from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, like we mentioned in fourth quarter, there is a 400 basis points improvement in our mix towards the GVT side, which is great. But if I look at the gross margins, that is not being reflected in the gross margins, despite our gas cost reducing by 400 basis points on a YOY basis. The gross margin expansion is only 200 basis points. So could you help us with reasons for this?
I mentioned that GVT is something which is on one end growing, but also under pressure in terms of pricing, and everybody seems to be putting GVT in place. And in fourth quarter, there has also been an added sales incentive which has been given to expedite further sales. So coupled with that is the reason why the increase over here is 400 and the increase at the bottom line is only 200.
So is it possible to quantify the discounts we gave?
Not really. I can't quantify the scheme and the discount because it's product-wise, size-wise, region-wise. So it's quite a complex matrix.
Understood. And so just to understand the pressure in terms of GVT pricing, if you can just help us, the premiums of GVT, which were, say, 2 or 3 years ago, and what are the premiums to the ceramic or PVT tiles, so we'll understand what the kind of pressure the GVT is, and we can accordingly build in the numbers.
So I don't think you will be able to do that and build a number in there, because GVT is also getting premiumized. So for example, the commodity which used to be of GVT, the bigger sizes like 6120, which was supposed to be a premium size, has become a commodity size, and the larger sizes have taken over, which is 8160, 120, 180, and even the larger slabs. So it's a question of how quickly we can now move towards the larger slabs and arrest the ASP falling. So just by giving you that number and you doing a modeling, you would completely go wrong in that. So maybe offline we can speak and I can give you a little more insight, my team can give you more insight as to what the number was of the 6120 2 years ago, what the selling number is of 6120 in terms of volume and value. And the, similarly, the 3-4 sizes which were not existent 3-4 years ago, today it's come up in a small way, but it's also growing very quickly. And when that happens, that's when, you know, it will arrest the ASP going down because of 6120 and 6060. So you won't be able to model it that way. It would be a wrong model.
So that's helpful, sir. Thank you so much for that. The second is on the working capital side.
Sorry to interrupt, Janish. I request you to rejoin the queue.
That was only one question. It was a follow-up on the previous question only.
Okay, continue.
The second is on the working capital side. While our working capital has improved significantly on a YOY basis, a large part of the improvement is because of higher payable days and lower inventory days. So is this a normalized scenario, or there was some one-off you would like to clarify?
I think this is a normalized scenario. Only thing which may happen henceforth is a small reduction in debtor days, but otherwise it's a normal scenario. Yeah, the only clarity is the whatever shift you are seeing last year versus this year, that was something because of some arrangement, and we have already clarified earlier. But going forward, the whatever level today, it should be maintained. It would maintain.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much. I fall back into you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Srinjana Mittal from Ratnatraya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My questions are answered. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha from Nuvama Wealth Management Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on great cash flows and balance sheet improvement.
Just a couple of questions from my end. Firstly, you mentioned that, you know, you expect 5 to 6% growth on the domestic industry. Now, just two things here. Of course, you are looking at a higher growth, which is lower double-digit growth, which guides for, you know, market share improvement. But the point I'm trying to make here is that what do you look at? Why do you look at only 5 to 6%, given that we are expecting improvement in the real estate scenario and pickup in tiles sales, given that there is so much inventory being sold out and we'll have, you know, better scenario coming ahead for tile or even other building material categories for that matter?
Yeah, so just to clarify, Sneha, it's 5 to 6% domestic growth which we're talking and not the entire industry. Export, I'm not too sure as to what that growth will be. But on the domestic front, the two reasons why I say it's going to be 5 to 6%, because if you see the Morbi industry, unlike the branded players which are between 70 and 80% retail, and most of our products go into retail and only 12% go into government for us, 8-9% go into private projects which are increasing. But if you see Morbi, other than export, if you see their sales, a good 50 to 75% of their sales between the medium run brands to the small brands is in the projects. So they're already well entrenched in product in the project segment. So for them to grow on a very high base of project sale, therefore I'm saying 5 to 6% would be the growth in the industry and not higher for them. Because their concentration is more towards export. If I had to do the numbers with you on the top 4-5 players, 6 players growing at single double digit at much higher base and all the rest of them growing at 5%, if you look at the absolute square meterage which will come out, that math will tell you.
Understood. We'll try and work on that matter. So secondly, on your margin guidance, while you said that, you know, 11% plus minus 1%, what I'm trying to understand, in the previous quarters, you know, in the past years, we have even seen your margin swinging upwards of 13-15%. And now with your GVT portion increasing, why don't you expect a higher EBITDA margin? Is it that, you know, market is very competitive at this point of time, or, you know, is there, you know, higher discounting taking place? Some sense there would be helpful.
So 14% EBITDA was only 5-6 years ago. In 2017, it was that year. Since then, it's been sub 10%.
Not on annualized level, sir, on the quarterly level. We've seen that happening in Q4s, and this time we are at about 10.8. We've seen your Q4
that
going up to...
Last to last year Q4, that was a one-off. But otherwise, if you see on an annualized basis, it's been steadily going up, and we are talking of annualized basis only, that 1.5% we are looking at EBITDA increase. There is no turning back from a huge amount of pressure on a commoditized product like us in the market. That's been the scenario for the last 20 years. Every time there's been a good year, a good 2 years, there's been an influx of capacity which comes in. Again, we are, we brace for impact for those 1-2 years of extended capacity. So yes, there is discounting, there is additional capacity in the system. Considering Morbi, if you see the number of units which are running today in Morbi, they're only at about 65-70% capacity utilization. So therefore, clearly there is pressure, and I don't think we've ever seen a single year where there has been no pressure in the tile industry in terms of demand versus supply. So we are being cautious in saying that this is something which we are sure we would be able to achieve. Having said that, the volume would grow in the single digit, high single digit or the low double digits, whatever it may be. Why I'm saying that and why I mentioned that is that this year again we had said something and the whole industry really could not perform. So I've been cautious because it's been so volatile the entire 2 years. But hopefully this year, with everything else in our favor in terms of the raw material prices and also in terms that the building material industry, real estate industry, finally after 5 years is really looking up, and generally it's a 5-year cycle for this real estate industry, because whatever launches they do, phase one, phase two takes between 2.5 to 5 years to deliver. So therefore we do believe that there will be good traction in the Indian real estate industry and also the IHB industry. So very confident of that, but on the EBITDA, we're sure we would be able to increase, subject to, of course, gas pricing remaining stable by 1.5% or more.
Understood. Sir, last question from my end. Given that you mentioned, you know, your lower double-digit kind of guidance, and you also mentioned that you expect Q1 and Q2 to be slightly subdued, do you have any breakup in terms of our understanding that how much high double-digit can we expect in H2 and, you know, what sort of a single-digit can we expect in H1? Any sense there?
You see, quarter one, I don't think there would be any serious growth coming in at all, because quarter one, first 2 months are going to be super, super, super tough. And I think everybody across industry is feeling that, so I'm not the only one. So, yes, I would be able to give you a better breakup maybe in the next call as to what it would be quarter and quarter.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Purohit from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. One thing on the large tiles that you highlighted. Have we seen, pricing pressure in that category as well, or that is slightly lower in terms of availability? Not much of capacities are available relative to the normal GVT, or what is the scenario there actually at an industry?
The scenario there is, yes, there is lesser competition, but the issue there is that with a lot of the Morbi industry going kind of unchecked, because it's an expensive tile, there is more scope of the spurious practices which they adopt. So therefore, from that point of view, there is pressure, but otherwise, anybody buying a better product generally would want to lean towards the better brands. But yes, there is that unfair competition which we face there a little more than in the normal times.
Okay, then effectively that they pass it on in terms of pricing, or okay.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, if there is going to be unfair practices taking place, the landed to the dealer becomes that much lesser. So it does put, so from a consumer's point of view, when he's looking at a particular tile, you know, there's a decent amount of difference because of that element coming into play.
And these tiles are finding application more in the projects, right, rather than residential?
Not really. Even in residential, these sizes are being put, but it is largely architect and influencer-led.
Okay. And sir, anything on the Morbi capacity addition? Any sense?
I don't think there is any capacity addition taking place right now. Whatever capacity is to come in will come in the next 3-4 months, which I believe is another 6-7 plants, mostly export oriented. The amount of plants which are coming, that many plants are also going to shut down. The non-viable ones, the smaller plants, the very expensive plants in terms of gas pricing. So I don't think any significant new capacity is coming up in the next 12 months.
Okay. And when you say these plants which come in, they typically are at a significantly higher capacity than the earlier one, right? Is that
different? Correct. They will be more efficient plants.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish from InvestQ Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a bit perplexing to understand why...
I can't hear you. I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Ashish.
Yeah. Is it okay?
Yeah, much better, yeah.
Yeah. No, so it's been pretty perplexing to understand why the building materials industry has not been able to grow in the last year, despite any whatever launches we've seen in the real estate and the trend that we are seeing in real estate. So any data analysis that you would have gone through or you must have experienced to which tallies the difference between the growth of the two industries?
I'm really sorry, but I couldn't understand anything of the question.
Just give me a second.
I can't hear you very well. It's a mumble.
Yeah, hello.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you really well.
Moderator, can you please check if it's good audio at your end? Else we can move to yeah. next participant.
Yeah, maybe we can move and then they can come back on the queue.
Yeah. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh from BOB Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. So my first question is regarding your Max plant. So if you can just give some sense what would be our current operating rate and at what level we expect to operate the plant by next March quarter.
Currently, it's running between 40 and 50% capacity utilization. And hopefully by March, we should be in excess of 80% capacity utilization.
Okay. And sir, I need just few data points, if you can help me. What would be the share of our ceramics and PVT volume mix for March quarter and also for FY24?
Yes, of course. Ceramic FY24 was 37%, PVT was 29%, and GVT was 34%. If you look at quarter 4 FY24, ceramic was 35%, PVT was 29%, and GVT was 36%.
Okay. And sir, what would be our ad spend in Q3 and Q4 of FY24 and Q4 of FY23?
The ad spend was 2.5% of revenue, and largely the ad spend happens in Q3 and Q4.
Okay. And it has remained same versus on a YOY basis?
Yes, it remained the same. This year we expect it to go up.
Okay. And what is our revenue growth for sanitary ware and faucet for March quarter and for FY24 as well?
This is 7% for Q4 and the 9% for full year.
I'm asking separately.
I don't have the number for Q4. No, the absolute number for Q4. Yeah, it's 7% growth and 9%, but I don't have the exact absolute number.
80 comes.
Oh, okay. It is 80 crore rupees of the bathware business in Q4. And last year Q4 was 74 crore rupees.
Sir, so we have that data from the presentation. I am asking separately for sanitary ware and faucet.
Yeah, I am giving you sanitary ware and faucet only.
Okay, I will take this data offline, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Dedia from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, can Hello. You be
yeah,
quite
yeah.
loud?
Hello, is it now okay?
Yes, please.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on the numbers, very good numbers. I just wanted to know a couple of things. So what would be the proportion of natural gas cost in our total proportion cost?
What is the what in natural gas cost? I'm sorry.
In total production.
What would be the proportion of natural gas cost in the total cost?
Approximately 30%.
30%. And so, the EBITDA push which we are guiding about say 1.5% in coming financial year, this financial year. So, what are the levers which we are banking on for the same?
The two levers are increased GVT production, and the second lever is capacity utilization, increased capacity utilization.
But the capacity utilization for this quarter is already pretty high. So operating leverage, the playout of operating leverage is not that great.
Because we can outsource a lot more.
Okay. That's it for me. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Miraj from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations on a great set of numbers, sir. Just a couple of things from my side and one clarification. Firstly, I want to understand on the ASP front, that how is this monitored? How does this fluctuate? Is it purely based on how much discounts you give, or what kind of demand struggles that happen are also factored in this? Because I want to understand if we are anticipating next year to have a very robust demand, our ASPs should increase from here on, and this should be the bottom. That is my first question. And the second question is, on the GVT side, if you could tell me what is our capacity in GVT and the utilization for FY24 in GVT?
Capacity for GVT. I don't have that number offline, but I'll give it to you. My team is just working on it. As far as the first question is concerned, the pressure is all to do with the demand in the market and also to do with the premiumization. So the ASP number going up or going down depends on how quickly we can premiumize, because at the commodity, there is more of a discounting pressure. There is a lot more players at the commodity segment than in the premium segment. So it's a question of premiumization, which we are continuously doing the effort to increase and arrest the ASP or probably increase the ASP. Your second question on what is our total capacity for GVT? Out of the 78 million, we have a capacity of 25 million of GVT. 21 of that is our own capacity, 4 is outsourced.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And as you mentioned, sir, that premiumization is one of the reasons that will take care of the ASP. So currently, could you guide us somehow, just give us some picture that from our sales right now, what percentage would be premium products, what percentage would be commodity products? If you could just throw some light on that.
That's a very complex matrix to give you, because that is, I mean, every product has a premium and a non-premium product. So I'll have to take you size-wise. That will take a long time.
No worries. Thank you so much for clarifying these questions. And lastly, sir, you mentioned the guidance for next year is single digit, right? Single digit growth or double digit growth? High single digit?
Low double digit growth.
Low double digit. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, and all the best for the future, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vineet Shankar from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to ask on the, if you can give us the absolute gas prices for RasGas, Gujarat Gas, and the biofuel, and also the mix, if you can.
So south, it is 50 rupees a cent. As we speak, this month, last two, three months average is the best guidance. So that's what I'm telling you. South, it is 50 rupees a standard cubic meter. In Morbi, it is 47 rupees a standard cubic meter, and in our north plant, it is 45 rupees a standard cubic meter. If you look at the entire year, south has been 52 rupees a standard cubic meter, Morbi has been 45 rupees a standard cubic meter, and in the north, it's been 43-44 rupees a standard cubic meter.
Thank you. Sir, just wanted to confirm again, Morbi, currently, what's the price?
47.
47 currently and 45 for the year.
Okay, got it. And, sir, if you can also give us your retail and institutional sales mix.
Sorry?
Retail versus institutional sales mix, B2B versus B2C.
80/20. So our retail is almost 80% of our sales mix, and 20% is coming through insti, which comprises various segments, including the government contracts, the private builders, the corporates. All these institutions put together is around 20%, and 80% is coming through our retail network, which we call dealer network. Thank you.
Geared up the team for the government segment. So are we doing anything?
Lost your voice. Can't understand. Lost your voice.
Mr. Vineet, repeat the question.
Yeah, sorry. One of our competitor has aggressively gone into the, government project side and is increasing the team size in that particular segment. So are we also doing something in that area, if you can highlight?
I mean, government projects are really doing well, so we already have a team in place for government. Obviously, as and when the sale goes up, we keep increasing the manpower across India. So, obviously, we cannot ignore. Government is 12% of our revenue, and that will remain the same or maybe go up slowly, because government projects are really moving up the value chain.
Got it, sir. Sir, just one last question on the gas again. Was there any contribution of spot gas in during the quarter?
Spot entire south is spot gas.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Shah from Wealthcrow Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I actually wanted to understand in terms of pricing, our average realization or at company level or at industry level, how has the pricing moved in the last 10 years? What we heard was, prices have not increased for the last 10 or even 14 years. Just wanted to check, is that correct? And maybe if you can help us understand that better. That's one. Second question is, if I look at most real estate developers, the listed players, at least their sales booking has actually gone up 2 times or even 3 times, some even 4 times over the last couple of years. So we're not talking about 10 or 20% growth, we're talking about multiples. So what I'm trying to understand is if there is a lag of 2 to 2.5 years, could we see that level of growth coming in our industry as well? And are we prepared in terms of capacity if something like that comes, will we be able to take advantage of it? Thank you.
So your first question, absolute figures has gone up because tiles have become larger, better, thicker, and also more in GVT and VVT than ceramics in the last 10 years. So if you look at the absolute number, yes, it has gone up. But otherwise, you're very right in saying that in 10 years, inflation adjusted prices have only gone down. It's probably the only industry in the building material where prices have become smaller, much, much more under pressure. Some of it is positive, which is because of operating leverages, the indigenization of machinery, indigenization of plants, the total capacity going up, efficiencies of plants, etc. But I think the absolute pricing obviously has gone up on two accounts, premiumization of tiles and also gas prices going up, so that pushed up the prices. Pressure is because all of this has come at a cost of an inflation-adjusted situation, which is not favorable for the industry. So I hope I'm able to answer the first question. The second question, Morbi is running at 65 to 70% capacity. So yes, in case there is a huge uptake in the building material, which is now going to come over 1 year, which is we're pretty sure if it comes over 5 years, we are very, very well poised to do that. Any new capacity in the industry to be put in, greenfield takes about 15 months, brownfield takes about 9 months. So yes, currently considering that 65% of Morbi is under, 35% of Morbi is underutilized, there's more than enough capacity for us to take that advantage.
Got it, sir. And sorry, just one more thing. If there are talks about US imposing anti-dumping duty on exports from India, how will that impact our sector? If I want to understand, apologies if this was
our interest doesn't. We don't export to the US at all. And what we're hearing is that the US duty which they were talking is not going to be as severe. But I'm nobody to take that call as to how severe it will be. But I do believe that U.S. in the total gambit is approximately, next year if we are looking at a 22,000 crore rupee, is approximately about 8 to 10% is the value of the U.S. Export. It's about 140 crore rupees a year. So it's about 7 to 8% of the total export, of which the duty will be put in probably 3 to 4% of those material. It's not going to be a blanket duty across the sizes. So I don't think that's going to move the needle too much. But then, if you remember last year, we were afraid of the European duty and people were talking of 50%, 80%, 90% duty, which Europe will impose on India. And finally, it came at 6%. I do believe the US is also going to be in the single digits or maybe in the very low double digits as far as duty is concerned. So I do not feel that is going to be a major concern for the exports.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir. Very helpful.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay from Canara Roop Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity. So just one question. I mean, if we consider that, you just said that retail is 80% and insti is 20%. And if you see with all these real estate launches, etc., they fall under the insti part. and Morbi is already over-indexed there and they have spare capacity. So isn't it that Morbi will be much, much, much better way in capitalizing this demand versus us? I mean, how does it benefit us because we are more dependent on the retail side? Or is it that this you expect this 80-20 share to shift? I mean, so how does it benefit them?
No, the 80-20 share may not shift very much. I think it will be probably 75-25. We have added, obviously, projects is going to be a large kicker in the next couple of years. So we will increase our project share by 5-7% from the existing 20%. So that is one. And B, most of the projects beyond the point cannot be supplied only by Morbi. So there is enough capacity in Morbi which is lying vacant. Some of it will be directly supplied to the project. Some of it will be contracted by us. So there's more than enough capacity available. That's something. That's one thing which we're not really afraid of.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Soumya for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you for joining us for the earnings call, and I hope this year is a much better year than next year. We are hopeful backing on the real estate industry being extremely robust and strong. So minus the first quarter, which is going to be a very, very tough quarter due to elections, I think quarter three, quarter four onwards, we do see a good run-up for the next 3 to 4 years. Thank you so much, and we would wait for the same call in for the earnings call in quarter two. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Asian Market Security Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.